This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A lot going on with aquatics at the YMCA of Douglas County. We're going to unpack some of that this morning. Colleen Cowan is the aquatics director. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what all do you do there with the YMCA?
Well, we have lots of things going on. I'm particularly, you know, in my department, in swimming, we have 2 25-meter pools, and we schedule them pretty heavily. So you do want to pay attention to the pool schedules when you come down. And we're just very busy. We have about 70 staff or so with lifeguards and swim instructors, coaches, and am I missing anybody else? We just, you know, we organize that and schedule that, and
that's. And I know you guys do a lot with promoting safety around the water, and that's kind of a special emphasis coming up on spring break, right?
Yes. Yeah. And Jeanette is here, and she can talk a little bit about that. It's actually an excellent program. It's a free swim lesson program for over spring break, and you can register at the YMCA online at their website. Go ahead, Jeanette.
So Jeanette Deaver is the swimming lessons coordinator. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, talk about this during spring break. What's going to be going on?
Well, it's a free class. We have a few spots left at the 9 o'clock time. It'll be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for 30 minutes. And it's geared for the lower level school age students. So you do have to be at least 6 years old to do the class.
Well, and that's probably the perfect time for them to be learning all this.
Yes, and getting ready for summer and remembering that you do or don't know how to swim after 9 months of not being in the water.
Yeah, good emphasis. So, Colleen, one of the things you guys really have done with this whole safety thing is, I mean, I know coming up later, you've got the big campaign with giving out free life jackets and all that. Talk about that.
Yeah, that's at the end of April, last Saturday in the morning. We've got Healthy Kids Day. It was kind of mingled with Water Safety Day. And this year we have 250 life jackets, 30 to 50, a weight range, and 50 to 90, and a few for adult sizes as well. And there's a lot of activity going on that day. And it's quite well organized. And yeah, come on down. We would just love to see you.
Now, you mentioned the pool facility there a couple of years ago, maybe longer, kind of did a revamp there, and it's sure a very popular, busy place.
Yes, the two pools, the one is the south pool, which is the 81 to 82 degrees. It's our lap pool. We have 6 lanes in that pool. We also host the RHS swim team, and over the season, in fact, we have a few swimmers. Coach Christie is taken to nationals in North Carolina. So that's pretty impressive. And then in the other pool, we have a slide that we try and keep open as much as possible, but it's our warmer pool that runs 86 to 88 degrees, and we have a lot of exercise classes, water yoga, water aerobics, water arthritis, and we've got just a great team of instructors for those things as well. And then we have adult swim and family swim time, mostly in the evenings. We also have a family swim Friday mornings and Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon.
Wow. Now, for people that have not been over there yet, you've got a hot tub or two?
We have 2 hot tubs, yes. And we have a dry sauna and a steam room, which people are, they use quite a bit.
I didn't know that was there.
Yeah, it's quite nice. Oh, sorry.
And so for people that, you know, maybe swimming has not been their thing, but yet for a lot of people, it is around the Umpqua Valley because we've got the North Umpqua, we've got all these areas that people like to go swimming in. And so it sounds like it really is kind of important, though, that people have at least some basic level of how to swim.
Absolutely. Swimming is super important, and learning how to swim. And if you haven't, you can be on your bucket list, you know, as an adult that doesn't know how to swim. We do lessons to help you out and get comfortable in the water. And it's just an excellent recreational sport.
Jeanette, let me ask you, if somebody's thinking, okay, is it too late for me to learn how to swim?
No. I've had people over 80 in the adult swim class, and, you know, we start the parent taught class at 6 months old. So we have one swim instructor who just retired, and she was 104 when she retired. So swimming is a lifelong sport. You can enjoy forever.
Such a slacker to retire at 104.
Yeah.
I've interviewed her before, so I can say that. Yeah. Anything else that we ought to know about aquatics at the Y?
Well, we've got a lifeguard class coming up, and we are looking for daytime lifeguards especially. We also have a swim instructor class coming up, and we could really use swim instructors. The swim team is having tryouts during spring break on March 18th or 19th. I guess that's this week, not next week.
Actually, even today, yeah.
Yeah. And the website has lots of information about all of the aquatics classes and other stuff going on at the Y. So that's ymcaofdouglascounty.org.
All right, perfect. Colleen and Jeanette, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
8:38 at the Morning Report.